Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Inflation continues to ease, dropping to 3.6% in March compared to December's 4.1%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says it's welcome. However, prices are still rising faster than the RBA likes.
It is still too high. People are still under pressure, but we are making some progress. When we came to office, inflation had a 6 in front of it, and now it has a 3 in front of it.
Another suspected domestic violence homicide has rocked the nation. A woman was found dead in her home at Cobram in Victoria's far north yesterday. The victim hasn't been identified, but a 39-year-old man known to her is helping police. This follows the case of Molly Ticehurst, whose ex-partner was on bail for violent offences when he allegedly killed her in central west New South Wales. And if this raises concerns, please call 1-800-RESPECT. And Australia's top law enforcement officer is slamming tech giants Meta and X, accusing them of failing to tackle online harms. It's amid Elon Musk's ongoing battle to keep violent footage of the Sydney church attack online, despite a court order. Nationals leader David Littleproud suggesting it goes beyond the boundaries of free speech.
As a father of three young boys, that's something that I don't want out there. And I think that there are clear parameters around violence that we should put some boundaries around. I don't think that we should censor everything, but there should be clear boundaries.
Jamara Ugle-Hagan's return to Western Bulldogs training. However, coach Luke Beveridge says the forward's unlikely to face Frio on Saturday after missing last start due to personal reasons.
Every player at every club across the land is always dealing with something, you know, as far as the external scrutiny and the internal expectations, and Amara's no different.
And Tom Barras faces a crucial tackle today, but not on the field. The West Coast defenders at the AFL Tribunal appealing a one-match suspension for rough conduct.